Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
If you were in extreme suffering and begged God for relief, and God's answer was, "The suffering will continue, but I'll give you sufficient grace," how would that hit you? Or to put it another way, which answer would make you happier? If God said, "I will end the suffering, but you won't be getting any extra grace," or, "The suffering will go on, but I'll supply you with all the grace you need," which response would make you happier? Your answer tells you something about how much you value comfort compared to how much you value grace. What are we naturally inclined to think of as being good gifts? When the glasses are on, when our vision is distorted, messed up, we look at things like the world looks at them. What naturally comes to mind when we think, okay, this is good, this is not good? I think probably the number one thing on the list, we could say a lot of things, but one thing that comes to my mind is, definition of a good gift is the elimination of suffering. That's what constitutes a good gift. Elimination of suffering. That's what most people, I think, are shooting for all the time. People spend billions of dollars on counseling and therapy and drugs and all kinds of other things to eliminate. The whole thing is the goal of eliminating, or at least reducing, the severity of their physical or emotional suffering. And that, you can see that even in the church. You walk up, the average, typical Christian, you walk up to them, you say, "How can I pray for you this week?" And what will they say? It will be something, average person will say something related to the reduction of suffering. Either their suffering or the suffering of someone they love. It's all about reducing suffering. From this world's point of view, that's what makes something good. Relief from suffering and comfort, that's good. Suffering, bad. Period. Now, if you take the glasses off, it's easy to see that that isn't true. There are plenty of things in this life that are way more important, way more delightful, way more desirable, and way more fulfilling and joy-giving than comfort. Right? That's easy enough to see. And we understand that from Scripture as well. Remember Paul's terrible suffering in 2 Corinthians 12? I mean, he's just really unbelievable whippings and beatings and everything and all this horrible suffering. And he begged God repeatedly, "Take it away! Take this suffering away! Please!" And repeatedly asked, "Take it away! Take it away!" And God answered him. I'll tell you what. The suffering stays. The suffering will remain. But I will give you, along with it, sufficient grace. How's that? If God said that to you, how would that hit you? You get an answer like that, you're in horrible, acute suffering, torment, you beg God, "Take it away, give me relief," and He gives you an answer, He gives you that answer, and you say, "Huh. I ask for relief and you give me more suffering and the promise of sufficient grace? Thanks for nothing." Is that how you feel? I mean, or are you like Paul, who was thrilled with that answer? He loved that answer. He said, "Therefore I boast all the more gladly." I mean, this just doubles my joy. Sufficient grace. What a promise. All the supply, everything I need, guaranteed. What a promise. And he was thrilled with that. That treasure, that was far more of a treasure to him than relief from the suffering. When this world's glasses, the prism glasses are on, and your vision is distorted, relief from suffering looks like a truckload of gold, and sufficient grace from God looks like a penny. And when you take those glasses off and you see things as they really are, you see reality, you see that sufficient grace from God is the truckload of gold and relief from suffering is the penny in comparison.
Think of a few requests you've laid before God in prayer recently. Some things you really, really want from God. Now take a few minutes to daydream, fantasize about not getting what you're asking for, but instead getting greater grace. And remember how valuable grace is. The benefits that come to us through grace are innumerable in Scripture. First of all, we get salvation through grace. We receive honor from other Christians through grace, 2 Corinthians 9:14. People will have a desire to be around you. They'll have a deep respect for you and a special love for you. If you have this grace, grace will build you up. It'll make you more of what you're supposed to be, according to Acts 20:32. Grace will strengthen you. Hebrews 13:9 is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Grace brings you holiness, 2 Corinthians 1:12. It brings joyful generosity into your heart. It increases your gratitude. It increases your good works. It increases your self-control and teaches you to say no to ungodliness. It brings satisfaction to your soul. It brings encouragement and hope. It brings success in your ministry endeavors. It's unbelievably valuable. So fantasize about what it would be like to have more of that in your life.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.